singing into me.
Life of the Party has been described as a darkly humorous narrative set in Milan. The story takes you into the underbelly of Milanese fashion and nightlife through the eyes of Mia, a young expatriate who came to Milan to escape her problems, but only found new and more glamorous ones. Mia indulges in the highs and lows that drugs and men can offer, only to be left with herself in the end. Her story will ask you, can you lose your innocence if you've never had it in the first place? Life of the Party is a beat novel for the Instagram generation. It will leave you with a hangover and a VIP stamp on your heart. Teja Hacic-Vlahovic is the author of The Life of the Party. She is a social media personality, a writer, TV host, filmmaker, editor, fashion designer, and comedian. And she's speaking with me literally from the streets of Brooklyn, where the Wi-Fi is a little better than in her apartment. Teja, I want to talk about this book, but I think we've got to tackle this resume first. Am I leaving anything out?
Well, I started out studying fashion in Milan, and that's how I started writing because I didn't like working in fashion. So I started writing these blogs where I kind of made fun of it. And through that, I got my jobs as a columnist. Through those columns, I got my job as a TV host at this show on Sky in Italy. And then when I moved to New York, I transitioned into editing magazines. And now I run my own magazine. And I also got into comedy. I did a little bit of everything. But I think my happy place is writing books.
Life of the Party has been described as a beat novel for the Instagram generation. How so?
You know, beat novels were all about wandering, following your own feelings into trouble, and living really radically, I think. And so these days it can seem really difficult to do that because we're all plugged in and we're all, you know, Instagramming every second of our lives. And this book takes place 10 years ago, so there wasn't Instagram, but blogs and, you know, photographers at parties and it started happening. The media started changing dramatically. So I just wanted to show how you still can be a totally unhinged, wild, free person, even when everything you're doing is going to be posted online.
Mia is the narrator. She's an expatriate living in Milan. And I really like this description. She was trying to escape her problems, but only found new and more glamorous ones. She indulges in nightlife, drugs, and men. And from the way you've written this book, Teja, I can't help but feel that you know Mia intimately.
So just to be totally honest about it, Mia is me, essentially. It's a highly autobiographical novel, but I didn't want to write a memoir just for the sake of artistic freedom and romantic freedom. Because with memoirs, you end up being a little bit too retrospective. You end up dishing out wisdom. You know, hindsight is 2020, right? I didn't want the 2020. I wanted readers to be there with Mia and get swept away by what's happening to her the same way that she did. I didn't want any judgment on the past. But yeah, Mia is this young girl. She's, you know, she moves to Milan at 20. She leaves behind a very strange adolescence in North Carolina, where she's this Croatian in North Carolina. So, you know, she's kind of an immigrant everywhere she goes. And she struggles with anorexia, with abusive boyfriends, with heroin. And she moves to Milan thinking that all of that will just go away. And a lot of that does go away, but she replaces those more like Americana issues with, yeah, glamorous Italian issues. Another abusive boyfriend, but now he's married and older. And, you know, she replaces the heroin with party drugs. And, you know, you can put glitter and Swarovski and fashion tags on whatever you want, but a problem is still a problem, no matter how you dress it.
So I checked out your website, and you have a really great and unique sense of fashion, and I think this works into your writing as well. How did you cultivate your style, your aesthetic?
My trick is that I've really tried to do everything authentically. That's why I didn't fit into the fashion world. I love fashion, but I don't like how it works because I don't like the concept of trends. I don't like the fact that people just decide what's cool. I think that you should dress for really who you are. Of course, that can change. One day I want to look like a bum, a guy who just shoots up on Venice Beach, and the next day I want to look like a princess. But those are still my versions of a bum and my versions of a princess. And I think that people just really need to dress for who they want to live like, who they want to be. And me personally, it's a teenage runaway who grew up a bit and kept half of her street clothes, and the rest she, stole from the back of a fashion editor's pickup truck. That's my aesthetic, because that's really kind of who I am.
Teja Hacic-Vlahovic is the author of the new book, Life of the Party, available now.